Maryland's News Now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Despite the fact that while other mayors around the country were laying off police officers, I committed to increasing the number of officers we had on the street and putting in partnership with Commissioner Batts, putting more foot patrol on the street. Despite those things and continuing our efforts to target our most violent offenders, we had a weekend like this, which underscores, in my mind, the work that we have to do.
That was Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake talking with our John Patti on Maryland's News Now yesterday in reaction to the 8 homicides over the weekend and multiple shootings. Maybe it was her argument or her tone, but to the Baltimore Sun's editorial staff, officials were portraying the violence as an anomaly and not giving it the more serious response it deserves. Andy Green is the opinion editor for The Sun, and he joins us now to talk more about it. Andy, thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here.
I certainly agree with you on one point. If people don't feel safe, they won't want to live here.
Well, that's true. And I think that we can't overreact to something like this in a sense. You know, that what I mean by that is that it's a mistake to try to downplay a weekend like the one we just had as something that happens in the summer when it gets hot. You know, we can make all sorts of excuses for why these spikes in violence have occurred in Baltimore from time to time. But I think there's a real danger when we stop being shocked by them that they become part of the normal way of life here. And I don't think we can allow that to happen.
You become desensitized.
Exactly.
Do you think that's what happened? It was downplayed?
Well, I think that the initial response from public officials for any who knows what variety of reasons was a little lacking from the start. You know, that the mayor was out of town at the U.S. Conference of Mayors. I understand that, although there are, of course, telephones there. But it was surprising to us also that Commissioner Batts was not out in front of this a little bit more. He was pretty slow out of the gate in coming out to, you know, walk in the communities and address people who are really shaken up and frightened by this. And there was also a very unfortunate quote from a police department spokesman over the weekend that said, you know, we're generally happy with the way crime is going. Which,
yeah, I think it's, you know, we're pretty satisfied with the way the city is headed violence-wise.
Yeah, I don't want to jump on somebody for saying one ill-advised thing, but that's that did not help.
I'm wondering if you've thought about this, too. Commissioner Batts is very different in the way he speaks and the way he addresses the media and the public than the commissioner before him.
Mm-hmm. And certainly Commissioner Bielefeld got some criticism for the way that he spoke to the public, too. So,
but it was passionate, yeah, which is what I'm hearing that you're looking for.
That's certainly the case. You know, Commissioner Batts is new to the city and is still getting to know the people here. And you know, we want to make very clear that we're not blaming him for this or any other incident. You know, it's impossible to make that kind of determination. But, you know, certainly, even if we look at the best year under Commissioner Bielefeld, we were still up near 200 murders, and we were still one of the most violent cities in America. Any way you cut it, we need to do a lot more. And I think we're going to be looking very closely at him. We will, the rest of the city will, to see what kind of new ideas and strategies he can bring to take us to the next level in terms of reducing crime.
Were you surprised by the mayor's reaction? To me, she was... she keeps sort of the same tone in crisis as she does when she's celebrating something. I mean, she's
true. And sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes that's a bad thing. This is one occasion where I would like to see a little more of the passion, as you say, from the elected officials, because ultimately what needs to happen is for the city to become really outraged about these kind of events. That we've developed a culture here where violence is too common a part of daily life. And it's going to take a lot to change that.
You wrote a lot about how they reacted, but I'm wondering what your thoughts were and if you guys talked about it as a group before you wrote this opinion piece about the reasonings for the violence. There's a lot of talk about illegal weapons, mm-hmm. a lot of defensive talk about police strategy and how many are on the force. Did you have thoughts about that?
Well, in fact, we wrote a few days ago about the police department's saying that they're having difficulties with staffing because of large numbers of people who are on leave for medical reasons or suspensions or this, that, or the other thing, and that they're having trouble filling patrols. They're relying too heavily on overtime. And, you know, I think that speaks to a need to perhaps rethink our deployment strategies generally. And we have an exceptionally high number of police officers per capita. And if that's not actually getting the number of people on the streets we need, then perhaps some rethinking of how we have structured our police department is in order.
All right, Andy Green, the opinion editor for the Baltimore Sun. We appreciate you joining us.
Thanks. Good talking to you.
You too.